Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also LifePoint. We're in our series that we're calling Under the Hood right now, and the main idea of this series is change is hard, but Jesus is able. And what we're trying to get at in this series is what is the thing under the thing, right? How do we get at changing that sticks? How do we get under the surface, under the hood, and seek to find some real lasting change in our lives? And so we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and we're going to be working through the whole chapter looking at how God changes us. And for this week, 2 Corinthians 5:12 helps us in understanding where real change comes from. This is what Paul writes. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearance and not about what is in the heart. Here, Paul is speaking about living life based on outward appearances, outward activity, versus living life from the heart. And this is huge in understanding how we change. I think Paul is teaching that change in our lives happens from the inside out, not the outside in. In other words, we don't live our way into a new way of thinking as much as we think our way into a new way of living. It's what's in our hearts, not just our actions, that change us. We can't simply rely on an outward confirmation to rules, but we need heart transformation. So, how do we get at what's in our heart besides just dealing with what's external? There's a couple places that we need to look. First of all, we need to inspect our motivations. If we're going to experience lasting change, we have to figure out our why. Why do we do what we do? Where is this action or behavior or belief coming from? If we don't know why we do what we do, then it's going to be hard to change. And if we don't know what's really motivating us, the real reason that we want to change, it's hard to keep going. If we don't know what our why is, then figuring out the what is much more difficult. Why do we want to lose that weight? Mend that relationship, be free of that negative self-talk. Why do we want to be a different person? Why do we want our marriage to be healthier? We might know that we want all those things, but why? We need to figure out our why. Having a clear why gives us a sense of not only what God wants us to do, but to be able to persevere when things get difficult. But we not only need to inspect our motivations, we also need to care for our wounds. Part of living from our heart means that we know what's in our hearts that leads to our behavior, and that has to do with our wounds. No one makes it through life unscathed, right? We've all been hurt either by others or by our own choices. And there's a saying that says, hurt people hurt people. Just like physical wounds that are unattended can get infected and even cause further health complications, similarly, there are many emotional wounds that we carry that if we don't face, it can start to fester in our hearts and leading to all kinds of unwanted behavior. Lastly, not only do we need to inspect our motivations and care for our wounds, but we also need to consider our roots. Like roots of a tree, our lives are all tethered to something. We all have an anchor that we live our lives from. And asking questions like, what's growing underneath the surface? What is our behavior tethered to? Helps us see what's really going on in our hearts. Just like tree roots grow under the surface, it can be hard to know where they go and what all they touch, but this gives a tree its strength. So we need to look for our roots. What are we tethered to? What are we holding to? What are we rooted to? This helps us understand that the roots, whatever our lives are tethered to, help us have structural integrity in our lives, even in the most tumultuous of storms. So when you think about your heart, right, what's inside? Knowing what's inside helps us with what's happening outside. Knowing our hearts helps us get at our behavior. So what's your motivation? What are your wounds? And what's at the root of your life? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today. We're so grateful you stopped by. Please come back tomorrow for another episode. Let's pray. Lord, help us not to just scratch at the surface of things. Help us to go deeper. Help us to look for the thing under the thing. Help us to deal with our hearts as we seek lasting change. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and bring a motivation or a wound or a root to Jesus and ask Him to guide you into next steps as you process that with Him. Mm-hmm.